Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated PG-13. Barrage's Last Stand contains fantasy violence, brainwashing, spiders, and death in an elevator.
Attention, Barrage terrorists! We have you surrounded! Drop your weapons and put your hands over your heads, and nobody else has to get hurt!
I'm sorry, little gun! My hands are a bit occupied!
You'll pay for that!
Oh, we will, Willie.
How the hell did you?
I'm just that good.
No!
This is your final warning.
Okay, I'm gonna stalk you right there and give you a chance to retreat while you still can.
My friends may have taken out those idiots, but we still outnumber you 10-1.
Then why don't we even the odds with a little bit of fire?
No, put me out! Put me out!
While I get us onto this elevator.
You know, you can take them one by one, but one well-placed bomb might really do the trick. Got any, bud?
I'm gonna need you to take whatever number of bombs you think I have on me at any given moment and multiply it by at least 6.
Touché. They're all yours.
Your intel better be good, Shemshin.
Trust me, Rizzo. When it comes to Nico, my guy knows what he's talking about.
He'd better.
And what about you? Still up for this, Dablar?
Why on earth would I back out now? This is the most fun I've had in my life, Shemshin.
Fair enough. Rizzo?
I've got my eye on.
I was wondering when you all would be dropping by.
Yusix!
This attempt of yours is all very cute, Barrage, but you have to know I've been waiting for you.
You have you? And why'd you let us ice so many of your goons on the way here?
Oh, little Shim-Shim. You should know better than anyone how expendable Nego employees are to me.
God damn it! I knew you were leading us into a trap!
I thought we were past you not trusting me already.
You'll have to excuse my child. They weren't always one for transparency.
You're what?
This bastard's nothing but a liar.
You'll find out which one of us is telling the truth soon enough. That is, if you can survive the rest of your trip up.
We've gotten this far, haven't we?
Sure you have, but that was by design. It's been a blast watching you work your way through the help, but I think playtime is over. Let's see how you do with my green hustle.
What the hell are those giant bastards?
My new spider mods, dear Shim-Shim. Don't you remember reviewing the blueprints last month?
I have no clue what you're talking about, you maniac.
But you will, my child. All my little puzzle pieces are lining up quite nicely, and I must admit I can't wait for your friends to see the whole picture. It's a beautiful one, the fall of Barrage.
Ah, little cousins. How long has it been since we've seen each other?
You know these things?
Ah, the perks of having half your body built in a factory included, but I'm definitely not limited to knowing what's coming down the pike.
So you can stop them from attacking us.
Who do you think I am? Balthar? Of course I can't. I'll show you metal!
Got a little close with that blast there, friend.
Hey, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad idea.
Hey, who's up, children? I seem to have made some spindly little friends over here.
Careful, my dear Doublar. Wouldn't want any of my spindly little friends getting their webbing into
get
your circuits.
Hey.
Now that would be very handy.
Good God, no! Shim-Shim, do something!
I really don't mean to be rude, but you're the one with the magic here.
I don't want to hit him!
Well, at least diving headfirst into a heaping pile of robot spiders won't be the dumbest thing I've done today. Oh, a little help here!
All right. Don't take a moment on you, and grab Doublar if you can.
Hey, buddy, you there? Because if it wasn't obvious, we need you now more than ever.
He's clearly down for the count, Shim. You got any eagle ups?
Yeah, but I was really hoping to save this last one.
What? Daddy doesn't have any extras for you?
I told you, I've never met him in my life.
You haven't, have you? Then how'd you get access to these blueprints in the first place?
My contacts deserve anonymity, not putting them in danger.
Right, but trust me, if we get out of this alive, and that's a big if, everything won't go back to normal. You might just find yourself with no friends left.
Did I get him?
Sure did, bud.
Oh, told you I had this under control.
I hate to cut this touching reunion short, but I don't think we're out of the woods just yet.
Oh, mother of mercy.
What, didn't meet her back at the factory?
Can't say that I did. And I think I remember something the size of 8 wallabies.
Okay, I must admit, you may have been a match for that first wave, but my mama spider's home. And she's looking for the zealots who killed her children.
Son of a Voltairian, she's a live one. Let's light her up.
Ah.
making a dent.
Hey! I'm in the same predicament myself!
Then I think you know what time it is, Rizzo.
No! I've only got one call left, and we need to save it for when we get to Uzix.
It's not gonna do us much good if we never make it to him.
I've got a save, friend! I agree with them on this one!
Oh, fine, fine, but this better work. Balthar, heed our call!
Who hath awakened me from my slumber? That was very cute, little spider. Why don't you crawl back home to your web? Now, inferior warriors, don't bother to summon me again unless you've been able to rustle up an actual challenge.
If we can't kill your old man because we've wasted our last call shot, that's on you, not me.
How many times do I have to tell you he was lying before you believe me?
Jury's still out on that one.
Rizzo, I swear on my mother's life, Uzix spouts nothing but lies.
I'm just saying, a whole lot about the circumstances of you joining up with our barrage cell click into place if he's telling the truth.
I guess the only way I'll be able to convince you is by killing him myself.
I'd like to see that.
I hate to interrupt your lover's quarrel.
We're not lovers.
I'd rather eat my own fist.
That's about time to shit or get off the pot.
I see I'll have to do some housekeeping. Bulk up the new recruits, commission some new toys, what have you. Anything to ensure whelps like you can't make it this far into Nico headquarters again. That is, once I've dealt with you myself.
I wouldn't call him up, pretty boy.
It's embarrassing, really, that you've made it this far, even if I did enjoy your little show of strength. Although I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised, since you have one of my own brood among your ranks.
Why the hell do you keep saying that? I've never been here before in my life.
Oh, you haven't, have you?
And once you've ingratiated yourself with their top lieutenants and lured them here, my spiders will be able to spring their trap.
I will not fail you, Father. I promise. Together we'll finally end Barrage's blight upon a glorious city.
I know, my child. I know that your commitment to our cause is second to none. And I can't wait until your assignment is over, and you can come home and sit at my right hand.
No! This isn't real!
Would you stop lying to us and yourself? You're not fooling anyone.
Oh, but dear, they aren't lying to themselves. They believe exactly what I programmed them to.
You what?
Why tell you about the level of my control over you when I could just show you?
Shemshim, look out!
Oh, what the...
Hey, Shemshim, what are you doing there?
Killing my enemies.
Dubla, I'd prepare for this to be a 2v2 if I were you.
Hey, I'm afraid you might be right.
See? There's no need to hide yourself anymore, my dear Shemshim. You have done wonderful work.
My friend, I don't know what you think you're doing, but you can fight this!
You heard him. This was his plan all along. Now what are you waiting for? Fight me!
I thought you'd never ask.
Keep clear of them! I got knockout room!
They're not exactly making that easy.
You think I can fight it, Dublar? Why shoot me?
It comes! you! Just leave her alone!
Open the veil and let the fire see.
Oh, tut tut tut, that wasn't fair now, was it? This fight is between you and my pet. I would appreciate it if you would leave me out of it.
Yeah, Rizzo, I'm the one who betrayed you. Turn your attention toward me, pal.
Dubla, you're hit.
It's just a flesh wound.
That was unexpected. But you must realize you're too late. My spiders have already rounded up the rest of the barrage command and are on their way back here now, so I can have dessert. Once I've dealt with the rest of you, of course. What on earth do you doomed little monsters think is so funny?
He really thinks he's getting out of this unscathed, doesn't he?
He does.
That's because I am. I've been watching a live feed of your boss's capture all evening. If our dear Shemshim hadn't thrown such an, albeit understandable, temper tantrum, I would be playing it for you right now.
Do you really think Barrage plans no contingencies?
My little cousins may be on their way back with our command. I very much doubt they'll have anything to come back to.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
This whole place is rigged to blow. Whether or not we get out of here alive.
That's impossible. I've had eyes on you since the moment you walked through my doors.
Is that so, Dad? You programmed me. You think I don't know how to exploit Nico's blind spots?
I thought you were...
a convincing actor, that offspring of yours.
But you doubted him this entire time.
We knew you were listening long before you made yourself known.
All right, maybe that's true, but then why is he...
I'm quite injured, yes.
None of this would have worked if we hadn't kept you occupied. Convinced you had the upper hand. If we hadn't made every single move that you expected.
You think this will last? You think that Barrage can do better for the city than Nico has? I'd love to see you try. We live on a dying world, Shemshim. This place may not be perfect, but we give people jobs. We give them a purpose, and we did it all for you. Can't you see?
I think we've heard enough out of you for one lifetime.
Good luck taking out a whole building's worth of...
All right, friends. Wouldn't you say it's time to go?
Thought you'd never ask.
Go? And just where do you expect to go?
We've got one last trick up our sleeve.
Who is that?
Barrage Command. You didn't think they'd really give up that easy, did you?
There are many, many more of us than you ever knew.
Hey, the people of this city. We'll take care of ourselves just fine without Nico.
Would you go on ahead? I've got one last thing to say. Private.
Okay, but be quick about it.
You wouldn't really leave me behind, would you?
You made this mess, Bob. It's time you clean it up for yourself.
But how do you expect me to do that if I'm dead?
That's for you to figure out, isn't it? Who knows? Maybe you can get out before it all comes toppling down.
You can't be serious.
It was a heart attack. Be quick about it. Doesn't sound like you got much time.
Quan. I want eyes on the sky now. Stop Barrage at all costs. They cannot be allowed to survive this day.
Barrage's Last Stand was written and directed by Bob Raimunda. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing and sound design by Brad Colbrook. Music by Caleb Ritchie. Starring Ezra J. Wayne as Shemshem, Emmeline Tuck as Rizzo, Alexander Dottie as Dublar, Tariq D. Esau, Ali Hilton, and Nick Chang as Grunts, Dallas Wheatley as Usix, and Brandon Nguyen as Balthar.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
You are listening to the
Mayfair Watchers Society.
And that's how they describe the roving man. He's made of all this weird stuff that he puts together into himself, right?
Jesus Christ, dude. You had a scary dream. That's fucking it, okay?
This boogeyman you've invented isn't real, and you can't accept that. So you're trying to make me believe in him, too. Everything that's happening has been tragic. But these are isolated goddamn incidents. You're making a monster out of copycats and mass hysteria.
Hello, it's Trevor Henderson, creator of Sirenhead here. I want to introduce you to our new fiction podcast. It's a show full of monsters, mysteries, and the secretive lives of the many people who live in a town called Mayfair. Our first episode premieres on October 10th with new episodes every Monday. And you can listen to Mayfair Watchers Society on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Welcome to Mayfair.